Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being a witness for Jesus, our role in evangelizing those that don't yet know Him, and what it looks like to be a simple witness, not complicating it into some chore or drudgery or something that is impossible, but to live a life that represents Jesus, that proclaims Jesus, not just with our words, but with our actions, with our attitudes. Today we're going to focus in on being a prayerful witness. Prayerful for ourselves and prayerful for others. Philemon 1:6, Paul writes and he says, I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Those almost seem like two different requests. I pray that you would have a full understanding of every good thing that we have in Christ. And I pray that you would be active in sharing about that, sharing your faith. But God combines them. And it reveals the truth that it is through the sharing of our faith that we gain an understanding of what God has done. We spend more time deliberately investigating. And not just investigating, but as we share our faith, it reminds us of the things God has been doing that we kind of just take for granted. Those things that we focus on are generally those things that we gain understanding in. When I taught fifth grade for most of a year, was a fill-in long-term substitute teacher, I discovered it was difficult for me to teach math. I'm not bragging or anything, but math is easy for me. I breezed through high school, any of my math-style college courses, accounting courses, were easy. They just made sense. But because they were easy, because they were natural, because I didn't really give them a lot of thought, I struggled with how to teach those to whom it didn't come naturally. The language arts portions I had to work at. And I had to study the text that I was teaching to the students so that I would understand it. And the sharing of that text gave me a fuller understanding of the concepts, of the material. And when we ask God to help us share our faith, when we pray for others to be more willing to share their faith, it's not just about proclaiming the good news of Jesus. It's about our growth. It's about their growth. It's in this process that we learn the fullness of the goodness of God. I mentioned this often this week, the old share your story and give God the credit. You have a full story. It's not complete yet because you're still living. But as you share that story and begin to look for the ways that God has been involved in it, it ought to increase your understanding of the goodness of God. Especially in those chapters of your story where at the time you kind of felt God wasn't there. There may still be chapters in your life that are like that. You may be in one of those chapters. The good news is he hasn't left us. And as we share our faith, we begin to see how he has worked. We begin to see how he is working. We begin to see how he will work. And our understanding grows, and as our understanding grows, the sharing of our faith grows. This wonderful circle that each increases the other to an ever-growing spiral which brings us into fullness of God's grace, which prepares us for the fullness of God's presence, which reminds us of God's goodness, which lives through us. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Sometimes, Father, we forget that. We get so caught up in our own life and the struggles of this life, those troubles that your word says we're going to have, that we forget we're loved. And sometimes people reject us and, well, it feels like you've rejected us. And we need those reminders of the sharing of our faith, how even in the dark hours of life, you never abandoned us. And you won't. And sharing how you walked with us and carried us and helped us gives us a greater, a fuller understanding of your goodness. And as we grow in that understanding of your goodness, our witness, our testimony grows. We comfort those with the same comfort we've received. We encourage those with the same encouragement that we've received. We weep with those who weep. We mourn with those who mourn. We rejoice with those who rejoice. Because we've discovered your presence in all of that in our own life. And so, God, today I pray for myself, for every person hearing these words, that we would grow in the sharing of our faith. And in doing so, we would grow in an understanding of the fullness of your love and your goodness. Because, Father, as we pray, as we seek your help, we're reminded of your ever-present help in our time of need. Your Spirit. God, today, as we seek your help, as we pray, as we ask you for help, may we grow in lifting up Jesus so that he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.